Good morning and welcome to our class on Revelation.
早晨好，欢迎大家一起来学习启示录。
Let's begin with prayer.
让我们以祷告来开始。
Lord, I thank you for this day.
亲爱的主，我们为今天感谢你。
I thank you for your word and what you teach us through your word.
谢谢你给我们你的话语，也谢谢你对我们的教导。
Now, as we study your word today, give us hearts that are open to you, minds that understand.
我们今天学习你话语的时候，求你给我们一个敞开的心，领会的头脑。
And as we gain a better picture of who you are, help us to have more confidence in you and in your work in our world.
当我们能够更清楚明白你的时候，也让我们对现今的世界有更大的一个确信。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. Okay, last week, we began talking about, first of all, how we would look at Revelation.
上个星期呢，我们就讲到说如何来解读启示录。
I do not plan to go through the entire book.
我不打算就把整本书都过一遍。
But I'm focusing on one aspect, and that is the pictures of Jesus that it gives us in this book.
我的重点就是对我所描绘耶稣的形象。
Because it seems to me that that is the key lesson that John is giving to these churches. Let me try again. If they can get a clear understanding of who Jesus is, they will have confidence no matter what they face.
如果他们能够清楚地知道主耶稣是谁，他的对主耶稣有个清楚的认识，那么不管他们面对什么样的困难，他们都可以面对。
And so we saw last week that the book begins the words, the revelation of Jesus Christ.
所以我们看到上个星期呢，这个书信的开始是说耶稣基督的启示。
That means both it is a revelation that comes from Jesus and it is a revelation about Jesus.
这就意味着这个启示是由耶稣基督而来，也是关于耶稣基督的启示。
And last week, we saw three titles that it gives to Jesus in verses 5 and 6.
上个星期我们看到在第五、第六节里边给了主耶稣三个头衔，给了他三个描述。
He is the faithful witness.
他是那诚实做见证的。
He is the firstborn from the dead, the first to be raised from the dead.
他是从死里复活的首生者。
And he is the ruler of the kings on earth.
他是世上君王的元首。
He has power above every other ruler.
他的能力管辖着所有的君王。
Now we're going to move further this week.
这个星期呢，我们会再往下看。
And let me just say, I suggest to you take a highlighter like this, and as you're reading in Revelation, just highlight every place you see that gives a name for Jesus.
我就是建议大家呢，拿一个高光笔，每次你看到他对耶稣基督给他一个名称，或者是给他一个头衔的时候，你把它给画出来。
And that's what we're going to be looking at over these few weeks.
那就是我们未来的几周内要看的。
Now, today I'm jumping down to verse 9.
今天呢，我就跳到第九节。
I am skipping over right now verse 8, but I'll be coming back to that at another time.
我跳过了第八节，但是以后我会再回来。
But I want to move down to verse 9 and begin looking at this picture of Jesus.
我现在要 到第九节，我们来看对耶稣基督的这个描述。
Verses 9 through 11 gives us the setting for this book.
然后第九、第十一节就讲到我们这个书的写作的背景。
John is in exile.
约翰呢，他现在是被放逐了。
The church is being persecuted.
教会在被逼迫。
He says, I am your partner in tribulation.
他说我是在耶稣的患难里边跟你们一同有份的。
I am your companion. I am the one who is sharing in your sufferings.
我是你们的同伴，我是给你们患难与共的。
The emperor has sent him to this exile.
这个皇帝把他流放到了这个岛上。
I used to think that this island was a very barren and difficult place to live.
那是一个，就是一个荒岛啊，在这个地方生活很困难。
And in fact, that's how I always taught, that he was on this very harsh island.
那就是我总是教导，就是那个小岛的情况很不好，就是个荒岛似的。
And of course, that island is still there.
现在那个岛还在吗？
And so, about a year ago, 2 years ago, before COVID, a friend of mine went to visit that island.
但是呢，两年之前，就是我有一个朋友，他去那个岛上参观过。
And he sent me pictures.
他又给我发过来照片。
It's actually a pretty little island.
其实是个挺漂亮的小岛。
And so I said, in fact, I said, are you sure this is the right island?
我就问他，你确定是这个岛吗？
Yes, it is.
就是那个岛。
So then I went back to begin to study, and here's what I found out.
然后我又回去研究，这是我找出来的。
The island was very ordinary. It wasn't a great prison.
这个岛呢，其实是个挺普通的小岛，它不是一个说真的是做一个监狱的囚犯的岛。
But it was isolated from the mainland.
但是呢，它是跟这个大陆呢隔绝的。
And so Rome would send prisoners there who were political prisoners.
罗马呢会把他的政治犯流放到那个岛上。
They weren't murderers. They weren't someone who needed to be punished.
他们不是那杀人犯，不需要被惩罚。
But they were someone that Rome wanted to keep from influencing anyone else.
但是呢，他们这些人呢，罗马就不想他们去影响别人，所以要把他们跟别人分开。
So they would send them there. They would send them there so they could live and not have any influence on anyone else.
所以罗马那个政府呢，就把他们流放到这个岛上，所以他们不会影响到任何人。
And so John is there and he probably thinks he'll never again be able to minister.
然后呢，约翰就被流放到那个岛上，他可能以为自己再也不可能去做任何的这种事工，不可能再去服侍。
But he says, I was in the spirit, I was worshiping on the Lord's day.
他说，我就是在主日，在敬拜的时候，被圣灵感动。
And I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet.
听见在我后边有大声音，如吹号。
This is not a gentle, please excuse me.
这个不是一个很温柔的。
This is the sound of a trumpet that demands his attention.
这是一个很大的号角的声音，真的就是需要他集中注意力的。
And so we pick up in verse 12.
现在我们来看第12节。
And I want you to see what he says. He says, I turned to see the voice.
他说我就转过来要看，他说去看这个声音。
This voice is all consuming.
这个声音呢简直是好像是要把你给摧毁似的。
That demands his attention.
这个声音呢是很大，就真的是要求你肯定会去看的。
And when he turns, this is what he sees.
然后呢他转过身来，他看到了什么呢？
Seven golden lampstands.
就看到七个金灯台。
And in the midst of the lampstands, one like a son of man.
在这个灯台中间有一位好像人子。
Clothed with a long robe and with a golden sash around his chest.
身穿长衣，紫垂到脚，腰间束着金带。
And then we're going to begin to look at what he sees. But here's what I want you to notice first.
我想让大家注意到的，留意到的第一点就是。
This is an absolutely overwhelming vision that he sees.
这是他一个。哦，让你简直是震惊的不得了的一个意象。
And the first thing he sees about him is not so much what he looks like, but what he does.
然后呢，他首先看到的不是说这个声音、这个形象呢是看着像什么，而是他所做的。
Now I told you, and I'll probably tell you so many times you'll get tired of hearing it.But most of the pictures in Revelation come from the Old Testament.
也许我会不断的讲，也许你都听烦了。启示录里边很多的这个图像的描述，这个象征都来自于旧约。
And all of John's Jewish readers, when they read that he had a long robe and a golden sash, they would have known this is a priest.
对犹太约翰的他这个犹太人的这个受众来，这个听众来说，他们一旦读到这个身穿长衣、腰间束的金带，他马上就知道这个人是祭司。
Because this was the clothing from the Old Testament Exodus. This was the clothing of a priest.
因为从旧约的出埃及记里面就可以看得出来，祭司穿的衣服就是这样的。
And so he turns and he sees.This figure standing.
所以呢，约翰转过身来就看到这样一个形象站在他面前。
And then he begins to describe him.
然后他就开始描述他所看到的。
And I put on the PowerPoint a set of matching pairs.
然后呢，我在这个幻灯片上呢，就把这个对比着能够相称的这些都放在一起。
Because this is a structure that was often used in describing a scene.
因为呢，这个是用来描述你所看到的景象，通常用的一种结构。
And so if you look at it, section A, the first phrase matches section A at the end.
所以呢，你看到第一句的这个 A 呢，它跟最后一行的这个 A 呢，彼此是相配的，相称的。
And so here's what I want you to see in this description.
所以我们来看一下他这个描述。
He sees his head, the hairs of his head were white, like white wool, like snow.
他看到说他的头和羽发，头发都像白羊毛。
We've already seen, and these are the verses I told you I'll go back to later. Back in verse 8, we've seen he is the Alpha and Omega. He is the Eternal One.
我刚才讲到，我们还会回到第八节。第八节说，我是阿拉法，我是俄梅嘎，我是那位永恒的。
And so at the beginning of the description, we see this man with white hair.
所以呢，在对这个形象的描述的刚开始呢，我们就看到他是头与发皆白。
At the end of the description, again, down, jumping down to letter A.
但是在他这个描述的最后呢，我们跳到这个 A, 这是应该是在第十六节。
My friend tried to teach me how to mark on this, I'm learning.
啊，我的朋友在讲。
The end of this,
His
face. So we see his head and we see his face.
他前面说他的头，在这里他讲了他的脸。
A face like the sun shining in full strength.
他说他的面貌如同烈日放光。
Both of these descriptions point to his power, the awesomeness of the Son of Man that John sees.
约翰所看到的人子，他的这个大能，然后他的这个可畏。
Because you know very well that you cannot even look at the sun shining in full strength before soon you are blinded.
大家都知道，当这个烈日当空的时候，你是不能看太阳的，不然你很快眼睛就看不见，就瞎了。
And so it seems to me that we start with pictures of his power, the awesomeness of this, of Jesus.
所以我们看到他对耶稣的描述，首先是看到耶稣的这种大能，这种全能和他的可畏。
And then we move in closer and we see his eyes and his mouth.
我们就看到他的眼睛跟他的嘴。
Eyes and mouth are organs of communication, of relationship.
这个眼睛呢跟嘴巴呢是一个交流的一个工具，一个器官。
The emperor loved to have statues built to represent the emperor.
这个罗马的皇帝呢，很喜欢在各处建他的这个雕像、塑像。
But none of the emperor's statues communicated.
但是这个任何的塑像呢，都不可能跟人交流的。
They might show power, but they did not show personal communication.
他们也许展现了这个皇帝的权力，但是他却没有办法跟人交流。
But here he is showing the one he sees, the Son of God, is one who wants to communicate to these churches, to these people who are suffering.
但是神子呢，却是想要跟这些遭受逼迫的教会，他跟他们有交流，跟他们有交通。
And then we move closer and we see his feet and his hand.
然后我们看了仔细一点，就看到他的脚跟他的手。
Feet that are refined like bronze refined in a furnace, and in his right hand he holds the seven stars.
他的脚好像在炉中锻炼光明的铜，他的手右手拿着七星。
The bronze again gives us the idea of his power. He will crush his opponents.
这个铜呢？就象征了他的权力，他的能力，他可以踩碎他的仇敌。
Feet and hands suggest activity.
这个脚和手呢，就象征了这个行动。
Right at the beginning, John wants these Christians to know this, the Son of God that I saw, he is going to fight on your behalf.
然后呢？在刚开始，约翰就想告诉这些受苦的教会，告诉这些基督徒，人子，他就在你们中间，他是预备好了要行动。
You won't be left alone.
他不会说不管你们。
And then, and the reason I show this to you in this order is for this reason.
我之所以把这个这个顺序来讲出来，原因就在于
in the ancient world when they wrote a description like this,
在古代
whatever was in the middle, everything was headed to that. That was the highlight.
古代的世界，如果他们采取这种结构来描述的时候呢，在中间的这个部分呢，就是他们最要强调的地方。
And so it seems to me that the most important part of this description is his voice.
我觉得在对 耶稣人子这整个的描述中最重要的部分就是他的声音。
I think that's the most important part for a couple reasons.
他之所以是最重要的，我觉得有几个原因。
Again, Caesar could have great statues made of himself.
我们这个凯撒可以给自己建这个很宏伟的雕像。
It could have an impressive head and face.
然后可以让他的这个脸和头看上去好像很引人注目。
The sculptor could show his eyes, his feet, his hand, his mouth.
这个雕塑家呢，可以雕出来他的手、他的脚、他的嘴、他的脸。
But no Caesar could have a sculpture made that was going to speak with the voice like the roar of many waters.
但是呢，这个没有任何凯撒可以建一座雕像，可以。这个雕像可以说话像重水的声音。
I think John is saying to them, right from the beginning, this Jesus that we serve is not like any other ruler.
所以我觉得约翰在告诉说，从一开始就告诉他们，我们所服侍的耶稣跟任何的这些掌权的这些首领都是不同的。
Back to the phrase he used in verse 5, Jesus is the ruler of the kings on earth.
我们再回到第五节，他说耶稣是世上君王的元首。
He's above all of them.
他真的是超过他们所有的这些君王。
One reason I want to share these pictures of Jesus with you from Revelation is this.
我之所以想要跟大家分享主耶稣在启示录里边的形象的原因就在于
There are two mistakes we can make when we think about Caesar.
我们想到这个罗马皇帝的时候呢，会犯两个错误。
One is to ignore him.
一种就是忽略他。
And the other is to give him too much power.
另外一种就是给他太多的权力，给他太多的，把他想得太有权力。
Here is what I mean.
我的意思就是
One mistake is to say, Caesar has no power.
一种错误就是说，哦，凯撒他完全都没有权力，凯撒没有能力，没有权力。
And the reason that is dangerous is Caesar does have power.
这个危险之处就在于凯撒的确是有权力的。
Caesar can kill you.
这个凯撒可以杀了你。
I've taught in Nigeria.
我在那个尼日利亚教课的时候。
And I've taught some people who believed that God would protect Christians from the government no matter what, and so Christians would never ever suffer.
那我教的这些学生中呢，有些人就相信，就是说不管怎么样，神都会让你不会被这个政府所影响。
In their mind, Caesar had no power.
神就总会保护你。所以在这些人的想法中呢，就是凯撒是没有权力的。
And here is the danger.
这个危险就在于
For some of those Christians, when Caesar arrested their church members,
对这些基督徒来讲
they gave up on Jesus.
如果凯撒就是逮捕了一些他们教会的会员的话，教会的弟兄姐妹的话，他们就会放弃对主耶稣的信仰。
We'll see all the way through this book of Revelation. John is very realistic. He's very practical.
我们看整本启示录，我们可以看到约翰他是很真实、很实际的，他也是很真实，就是真实的面对这种情况。
He says, yes, Caesar does have power.
他说凯撒的确是有权势的。
Caesar is the reason I'm in exile on this island.
就是因为凯撒就是我 被放逐到这个岛上的原因。
But there is a second mistake we can make.
但是呢，我们也可能会犯第二个错误。
And that is to think that Caesar has the ultimate power.
就是以为凯撒有这个最终的权势，最终的权柄。
To become so afraid of Caesar that we lose our confidence in Jesus.
我们就特别的最后害怕这个凯撒，然后呢，就对耶稣不再信靠，就。
And so, in answer to that, John says,
所以对这个的回应，约翰就说，
Yes, Caesar is a ruler. He is a king on earth.
是的，约翰就说，凯撒是这个地上的君王，他是这个地上的掌权者。
But Jesus is the ruler over the king.
但是耶稣是掌管地上君王的这个元首。
It seems to me that all of this opening description has this purpose.
所以我觉得这刚开始这所有的描述的目的就在于
to give these early Christians confidence and trust.
让这些初期的基督徒他们里边有这个确信也可以信靠神。
John says, when I saw him, when I saw this vision, I fell at his feet as though dead.
然后约翰说，当我看到这个形象，看到这个意象的时候，我就扑倒在他脚前，像死了一样。
Now someone asked me a while back, why was he afraid?
然后有人在以前就问我说，他为什么会害怕呢？
You read that description and ask, would you be afraid? And the answer is, of course.
我就问一下，如果你读到这样一个形象的描述，你在场，你会不会害怕的？你说当然。
John sees that and he just sort of faints.
然后呢，约翰看到这个形象就有点昏倒了。
And then Jesus says, don't be afraid.
然后耶稣就说不要惧怕。
This opening scene, it seems to me, is to give these persecuted Christians a great sense of confidence and trust.
这个序幕好像就是要给这种被逼迫的基督徒给他们很大的这种确据和让他们可以信靠神的信心。
You see, in the ancient world,The rulers built great palaces to overwhelm their enemies, to make their enemies just lose hope.
然后呢，在古代的时候呢，这个君王呢跟这个元首，他们会去建很宏伟的宫殿，然后让这些他的仇敌都一看到就吓坏了，就觉得没有盼望了。
Rulers would borrow money.Make themselves almost bankrupt to build a great palace to convince their enemies. He is too strong. You can never defeat him.
然后呢，这些统治者呢，甚至会去借钱让自己甚至破产。他要建一个很宏伟的宫殿，让他的那个敌人知道说，就想就觉得说，哎呀，他太强壮了，我根本赢不了他。
Back a couple years ago, or last year maybe, when we did the study going straight through the Bible, I think when we looked at Jonah, I showed you some pictures from the Assyrian palace.
然后呢，去年我们在就是通讲旧约概论、新约概论的时候呢，我中间讲到约拿记里边就显示了那个亚述王宫的一些图片。
When a person came to meet the Assyrian ruler, he would wait in a room outside.
然后当一个人来觐见这个亚述王的时候呢，他外边有一个等候的一个房间。
And carved into the walls of that room were pictures of the Assyrian army torturing their enemies.
然后呢，这个墙上的壁画呢，就是显示说这个亚述的军队在折磨在。在折磨这个俘虏。
The Assyrian ruler wanted you to be scared to death when you walked in.
然后呢，这个亚述王的目的就是，当你进到那个房间的时候，你都要被吓得半死，要被吓死。
When you walked into him, he wanted you to think, "Ah, if he'll do that to those people, what will he do to me?"
然后他就是让你要去朝见他的时候呢，就想说，哎呀，他们都是这样对待他的敌人，他怎么会怎么对待我呢？
And so all of this early scene is saying to those early Christians.
所以呢，约翰的这个启示录这些早期的，就是开场白的这些描述，就是要对基督徒说。
What I saw in the throne room of heaven is far more powerful than anything that Caesar has.
我在天堂就是这个宝座上所见到的，所展现的这个能力，这个大能远远胜过凯撒。
He doesn't say Caesar has no power.
约翰没有说凯撒是没有权力，没有权势的。
But he also doesn't say Caesar has all the power.
但是他也没有说凯撒有所有的权利。
Instead, he says,
相反的
他说, yes, Caesar has power. But Jesus has far greater power.
但是主耶稣的权力远远胜过他的权力。
So you don't need to be afraid.
所以你不需要恐惧。
The message of Revelation is more than don't be afraid.
然后呢，这个启示录所展示的信息不是说，不单单就是说，远远超过说不要惧怕。
Because I'll tell you the truth, sometimes the message don't be afraid doesn't help me very much.
我要坦诚的讲，有的时候告诉你说不要惧怕这样一个信息对我并没有太大帮助。
Sometimes when someone says to me, you don't need to be afraid, I just think that's because you don't know how bad it is.
然后有人如果对我说，哦，你不需要害怕，不需要惧怕，我就心里说，你不知道这个情况有多糟糕。
Revelation doesn't just say, don't be afraid.
所以启示录不是单单的告诉我们说不要惧怕。
Revelation says, this is why you don't need to be afraid.
启示录告诉我们说，这是你不需要惧怕的原因。
It gives you a foundation for confidence.
它给了你可以有这种确信、有信心的基础。
And the confidence is Christ.
这个根基、这个基础就在于基督。
Any other basis for confidence will someday fail you.
任何别的根基有一天都会让你跌倒，都会让你失望。
But Revelation says this is why we have confidence.
但是启示录告诉我们，这就是为什么我们有这种确信。
Because the one we worship is the first and the last.
因为我们所敬拜的这一位，他是首先的，也是末后的。
He is the one who is alive.
他是那位存活的。
Who died and now is alive forevermore.
他曾死过，现在又活了，只活到永永远也。
All of that is the reason for our confidence.
那所有的一切都是为了，都是我们信心的基础。
First and last matches back in verse 8, Alpha and Omega.
这个首先的末后的跟这个第八节的阿拉法俄梅伽是相对应的。
In verse 8, God said, I am Alpha and Omega.
在第八节主神说我是阿拉法，我是俄梅伽。
Alpha was the first letter of the Greek alphabet, Omega was the last letter.
就是希腊文里边的这个字母里边，阿拉法是第一个字母，俄梅伽是最后一个字母。
So he is saying, I am first and last, beginning and end.
所以他所说的就是我是首先的，也是末后的。
是开始也是。
I am the one who conquered death.
我是那位征服死亡的。
Listen and imagine hearing these words.
你就来听到，你想象一下这些话语。
I died.
他说我死了。
And I am alive forever.
但是我现在活了，是活到永永远远的。
No one else can say that.
没有任何别的一个人可以这样说。
Caesar could never say that.
凯撒永远不可能这样说。
I died, and now I'm alive forever.
凯撒永远可能说，我死了，但是我现在要永永远远活着。
I have the keys of death and Hades.
并且我手里拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
To have the key meant you had the authority.
你手里有钥匙就表明你有这个权柄。
John writes them and says, Caesar doesn't have the key to death and the grave.
凯撒就告诉他们，约翰就是写信给基督徒说，凯撒手里没有死亡和阴间的钥匙。
John has, Jesus has the key.
耶稣有这个钥匙。
And so this opening pictures of Jesus.
所以在这个序幕开场白的时候，对主耶稣的这个描述，这个形象。
Is showing the one who has all power.
他展现了一位有所有权柄的这位耶稣。
Now, this is important for understanding how we read the book.
这个对我们如何来读这本书是很重要的。
Because many people read the book kind of like they read a scary novel.
很多人读这个启示录有点像读恐怖小说。
Who is going to win?
这到底最后谁会赢呢？
I don't read them, but some people love to read scary stories.
我不太喜欢读，但有些人很喜欢读那个挺吓人的这个故事。
My daughter used to read scary books, and she would just be terrified. Oh, what's going to happen? What's going to happen?
我女儿过去喜欢去读那种吓人的书籍，然后她就会说，哎呀，这后边会发生什么？后边会发生什么呢？
And many people read Revelation that way.
很多人读启示录也是这样来读的。
And they come to chapter 21, and they say, we won.
然后他们读到21节就说，哎呀，还好，我们终于赢了。
I don't want you to read it that way.
我不想你这样的来读。
Because that's not how John wrote it.
因为那个不是约翰不是这样来写的。
The Christians living in Ephesus and Smyrna and Philadelphia and those cities, they were already scared.
在那个斯美纳，在以弗所，在那个腓铁腓拉教会的基督徒已经很害怕了。
They didn't need John to scare them.
他们不需要约翰再吓他们。
They needed to be encouraged.
他们需要被鼓励。
And so I think the way this book reads is this.
所以我觉得这本书该怎么来读呢？是这样的。
Chapter 1.
第一章。
Jesus wins.
耶稣得胜。
He is first and last.
他是首先的，也是末后的。
He is the one who is alive forevermore.
他是那位永永远远活着的。
He is the one who has power over death and the grave.
他是胜过死亡和阴间的那位。
That's the very first verses.
那个是第一句开场白。
Then,
接着
chapters 2 through 20.
第二章到第二十章。
This is where we're living.
这就是我们现在所生活的世界。
There's going to be trouble.
会有艰难。
Don't think Caesar has no power. He does.
不要以为凯撒是没有权势的，他有。
Some of you may die.
你们其中有些人可能会死。
You will suffer.
你们会受苦。
But remember chapter 1.
但是要回想第一章。
Wherever you are in these chapters, never forget chapter 1, John says.
不管你在第二到第二十章中间的哪一个章节，永远不要忘记第一章。
And then, at the end of the book,
所以到了这个启示录的最后，
chapters 21 and 22, this is how it will look at the end.
然后呢，第二十一章、二十二章就是到最后的一个世界的描述。
I love to read history.
我很喜欢读历史。
And this year I've been reading on the history of the Civil War in America.
我今年在读美国内战时期的这个历史。
And there was a battle to conquer the city of Vicksburg.
然后呢，其中有一场战争呢，是要去攻打这个匹兹堡。
It took months to conquer that city.
真的是打了好几个月才攻下来。
But after that city was conquered, the war, for all practical purposes, was over.
就是说，当就是最后那个匹兹堡被征服下来，被打下来的时候，为了这个实际的功用，应该说这个战争已经结束了。
Now the South fought for 2 more years.
但是呢，这个南方又坚持了两年。
There were tens of thousands of deaths.
然后呢，又有上起码成千上万人的死亡。
But after that battle, the North was guaranteed ultimate victory.
但是呢，在打赢这个征服了打赢这个匹兹堡之战之后呢，这北方已经是保证他们肯定是赢了。
In World War II,
在二战的时候
，The Allies landed on the European soil on D-Day.
就是在诺曼底登日，这个联军呢就在诺曼底登陆了。
Once they had won the victory of D-Day, they were going to win the war.
他们一旦就是在诺曼底成功登陆了，那就象征着，就意味着他们肯定最后会赢这场战争。
All of the German high command knew we will lose now.
然后呢，这个德军方面的这个高级将领，他们都知道这场战争他们输定了。
But there were still many battles.
但是在那个诺曼底登陆之后还有很多的战役。
There were even deaths, there was suffering.
然后还是有这种甚至会有死亡 有苦难有艰难。
Here is what Revelation says to them, and then I want to move it to today to wrap up.
然后呢这是启示录对当时的人所说的也对我们今天的所说的就是。
Revelation does not read like a scary novel.
启示录不是像一本恐怖小说。
That we have to wait to the end to see what happens.
我们只有等到结尾的时候才知道这个结局是怎么样的。
I have heard many, many people talk about Revelation and say, at Armageddon, God will win. Jesus will win at Armageddon.
然后我听到很多很多人讲说在阿米吉多顿大战的时候主耶稣会赢。
That is not wrong.
那个没错。
But it's not right enough.
但是不够对。
I think Revelation says,
我觉得
Jesus has already won.
我觉得启示录是说耶稣已经赢了已经得胜了。
The big battle was at the cross.
这个 这个最主要的最大的这个战争征战就是在十字架上。
And after that battle, everything else, including Armageddon, is just mopping up the last little bits.
然后呢，在那个之后呢，所有的这个战役，包括阿米吉多顿的这个战争呢，都是在后边好像就是收拾残局而已。
And so for those early Christians,
所以对那些初期的教会，
John is not saying,
约翰不是说
2,000 years from now,
从现在开始过2000年，
there will be a great battle at Armageddon and Jesus will win.
不是说2000年，再过2000年有一个很大的一个战争是阿米基多顿战争，在那个时之后呢，在那个时候主耶稣赢了。
Telling me that we're going to win in 2,000 years from now doesn't help me at all.
如果你告诉我说我们要再过2000年才能赢，对我现在的我可是没一点帮助。
John is saying to them, Jesus has already won.
约翰告诉他们说耶稣已经得胜了。
And then he says, now I'll go ahead and tell you about some of what's going to happen.
然后他说，哦，我就告诉你们未来还会发生什么。
But you don't need to be afraid because Jesus has already won.
但是你们不需要惧怕，因为耶稣已经赢了。
Not Caesar has no power.
不是说凯撒没有权势。
But not Caesar has all the power.
也不是凯撒有所有的权力。
Caesar has power.
凯撒是有一些权势。
But Jesus is ruler over the kings of this earth.
但是耶稣却是世上君王的元首，是他们的统治者。
Now, what does that say for us?
那对我们意味着什么呢？对我们的信息是什么呢？
It seems to me there are Christians today who want to say Caesar has no power.
那对我来看，有些基督徒想说，这个凯撒没有权力。
If you're a Christian, nothing can go bad.
如果你是基督徒，不会有任何事情会向不好的方向发展，会糟糕。
If you have enough faith, God will always heal you of your sickness.
所以如果你有足够的信心，神总会拯救你。
If you are faithful to God, he'll take care of all of your problems.
如果你对神忠心，神会照看你所有的问题。
Revelation doesn't say that.
但是启示录没有这样说。
Caesar has power.
凯撒是有权势。
And today, Caesar has power.
直到今天，凯撒仍然有权力、权势。
I have a few friends who say it doesn't matter what Washington does because God is going to protect us.
我有一些朋友就说，不管华盛顿做什么，那没关系，因为神会保护我们。
Nothing bad can happen to us because we are God's people.
因为我们是神的百姓，所以不会有不好的事情发生在我们身上。
And I have said to some of those friends,
我对一些朋友，我对他们其中的一些人这么说，
Come with me to Nigeria.
今天你有时间跟我一起去尼日利亚。
Where Christians are being murdered because they're Christians.
因为有些基督徒就单单因为他们是基督徒，他们被杀害了。
Some of you know very well that your government can persecute you because you're a Christian.
你们也有些很清楚，有些地方，因为你是基督徒，你会遭到迫害，你会遭到逼迫。
So today, Revelation says to us, yes, Caesar has some power.
所以今天呢，启示录对我们说，是的，凯撒是有权力。
But I have.Other Christians who think that Caesar has all the power.
但是呢，也有一些基督徒认为凯撒是有这个所有的权利。
They say the church can never have a revival if the wrong president is in office.
然后他们就说，如果是这个错误的人，这个不对的人做了总统，那教会永远也不会有复兴，就不可能有大复兴。
The church cannot spread the gospel if Facebook says no.
如果这个脸书上说你不可以传福音的话，那教会就没法传福音了。
And to them, I say, read Revelation.
对他们，我会说，去读启示录。
Caesar does not have the final word.
这个凯撒没有最终的权柄，不是最终，是凯撒说了算。
And so I want to ask you to think as we wrap up today this.
所以今天我们结束的时候，我想大家去思想。
After we end class, I want you to think, what are the biggest problems in your life?
所以在课结束之后，我希望你们去想，在你生命中最大的问题是什么？你生活中最大的难处是什么？
Write them down on a piece of paper.
把它写在纸上。
The three biggest problems.
你生活中最大的三个问题，三个难处。
Maybe some of you will say three isn't enough.
也许有些人说三个不够。
But focus on your three biggest problems.
但是呢，你专注在你认为三个最大的问题上。
And then for the rest of this week.
所以这个星期呢，余下的时间。
I want you to think about those problems.
我想你去思索这些问题。
In light of the fact that Jesus is the first and the last,
你是在知道说耶稣是首先的，是末后的这样的景，这样子的一个印象下边来思想。
The one who conquered death,
是那位征服死亡的。
And I want to ask you to think, how do those problems look differently?
我想让你就是说
If you really have confidence that Jesus is who Revelation says he is.
如果你真的是相信耶稣就是他所说的启示录中的那一位，那你在看这些问题会有什么不同吗？
Because I have to tell you.
因为我必须要告诉你。
I have learned in the last year that life can be overwhelming.
在去年的时间，我真的是学习到，知道说生活有的时候真的是这样的压迫你一样的，是会很艰难。
It can feel impossible.
有时候觉得都是不可能的。
And if Jesus is only a religious figure that we go and worship on Sundays.
如果主耶稣只不过是我们在星期天去敬拜了一个这样的一个宗教人物的话。
If all he does is to take care of the religious part of my life.
如果他所做的就不过是照顾我生命中宗教的这一部分。
Then life looks pretty dark.
那你的真的是生活就看上去很黑暗，很暗淡。
And I have learned that I have to constantly remember.
我就学到说我必须要不断的记住，要一直的记住。
He is not the one who is alive on Sundays when I'm at church.
他不是说只有在星期天我去教会的时候才活着的那位主。
He is not the one who gives me good feelings when we sing a praise song that makes me feel good.
他不是那位当我们唱赞美诗的时候就让我感觉很好的。
I have to remember he is first and last, beginning and end.
我必须要记住他是首先的也是幕后的，他是开始也是结束。
He is the one who died and is alive forever.
他是那位死过但是又是永永远远活着的那位。
He is the one who has authority, keys to death and the grave.
他是手里拿着阴间的钥匙，是可以对死亡和阴间有权柄的那位。
If you look at the biggest problems in your life, remembering that.
当你看到你生活中所面对的最大的问题的时候，记住这些。
Your problems won't go away.
你的问题不会消失。
They'll still be there.
还会在那儿。
But now you can see them in the right light.
但是现在呢，你可以从一个正确的角度，正确的眼光来看待这些问题。
Now you can see they don't have the final say.
你现在知道说这些问题或者这些情况不是说是最终的，他们不是有最终的权柄。
He is ruler over all the kingdoms of this earth.
他就是那位世上所有君王的元首，是他们的统治者。
And that includes the situations that seem most hopeless in your life.
那个也包括你生命中看起来最无望的境况。
And that should bring you an incredible confidence.
那真的应该是给你心里带来一个难以置信的这样子的一个信心和确信。
When those early Christians read this letter,
当这个初期的教会的基督徒读到这封信的时候，
All of a sudden they knew Caesar is not the last word.
他们突然之间，他们就知道说凯撒不是那位最终说了算的那位。
And whatever problems are in your life, that is not the last word.
不管说你生命中有什么样的难处，那个不是最终的，也不是决定了你最终的一切。
That should give you a wonderful, wonderful confidence.
那会给你一个真的是很激励你的心，很棒的一个信心跟确据。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord, I thank you that you're in charge.
哦，主啊，真的是感谢你，你在掌管万事。
Many times, we are tempted to just look at the problems of our world.
我们很多时候就光看看我们周围世界的这些问题。
And they seem very big.
看起来好大。
They are very big.
他们也的确是很大。
But would you help us to remember that you are the ruler over all the situations of this world?
求你真的是帮助我们能够记住，你是世界上所有一切局势、一切情况的掌管者。
And so we can live with confidence.
这样我们就可以活在确信当中。
Help us to live that way this week.
帮助我们这个星期就是那样子活着。
I pray in Jesus' name.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.